CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 18th of January 2015. This is GB2RS News. The headlines: Ofcom confirms e-terror on website, youth team leader needed for Tuscany trip, VK to G-Link on 477 kHz. As many listeners will be aware, Ofcom is required to give all licensed radio amateurs notice that if it intends to vary licenses in line with its decisions following last year's consultation. That process is underway and letters are being sent out in batches, although they were all printed at the same time. It's been brought to the RSGB's attention that some amateurs have received a letter suggesting their call signs now include the regional secondary locator E. Ofcom have confirmed to the RSGB and their website that this is due to a system error and not a change in policy or call sign. The RSGB Youth Committee is seeking a highly motivated person to take on the role of a team leader for a youth event in Tuscany, Italy, to be held in July. It brings together 75 young radio amateurs from 15 member societies, and previous events have included workshops on antenna building, satellites, ARDF and robots, as well as some on-air sessions and cultural visits. The team leader would be expected to contribute towards costs and would have their own travel insurance. The society is looking for someone to lead the UK team, preferably a young teacher or other type of experienced youth leader. Contact Mike Jones via youth.chairman@rsgb.org.uk. Using the new Opera Dynamic MFLF beacon mode, VK5CV transmitted at 1630 UTC on the 15th of January using 477 kHz and was spotted by G8HUH receiving at minus 37 dB. Data recovered from the PSK map database shows the capture to fit exactly with the Opera Dynamic time signature. Opera Dynamic provides an additional 5 or 6 decibel gain over the conventional Opera beacon and is automatically engaged should the decoder fail. The facility is linked to the OP8477 kHz and OP32136 kHz modes only. VK5CV reported using 50 watts carrier power to 160 meters inverted L with base-loaded variometer. Those involved say this may have been one of the flash propagation events linked to the MF band. To date, UK-EU to VK has yet to be achieved. Following last year's 5 MHz amateur operation in the Czech Republic and elsewhere in Europe, the Czech telecommunications regulator, together with the Czech Ministry of Defence, have agreed to changes in the 5 MHz permits for Czech radio amateurs. The number of 5 MHz channels available under the new 2015 permit has been increased from 6 to 12, and a substantial number of these have been aligned internationally, primarily with the UK and also the US. Thinking Day on the Air takes place on the 21st and 22nd of Feb, when guides around the world will get on the air to contact one another, as well as amateur stations worldwide. Liz Gaskell, G0RJX, may hold the honour of the longest continuous UK Thinking Day operation. Liz, a girl guide leader in Oxford, has been responsible for operating many different call signs for Thinking Day, and this year will be her 25th year. We'd be very interested to hear from other veteran operators. Contact Radcom at rsgb.org.uk. A new repeater, GB3TS, was commissioned in December, located at Warden Law, Sunderland. Frequencies 433.175 and 434.775 MHz with a CTCSS tone of 118.8 Hz. Full details in QRZ.com under the call sign GB3TS. Reports to the repeater keeper, please, Ian, G7MFN, email g7mfn@hotmail.co.uk. The ARRL library is now online. The online library is a repository of educational presentations and oral histories. It initially consists of 3 major areas. These will include PowerPoint presentations that can be used at club meetings, outreach efforts to the general public, or other public presentations, PDFs of general educational material about amateur radio and oral histories of radio amateurs describing their personal experiences with amateur radio. visit www.arrl.org/library. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today, the 18th, the Hatherley Radio Rally will be held in the Hatherley Community Centre, Bowling Green Lane, Hatherley in Oakhampton, Devon. EX23HB, doors open 10 a.m, admission £2. More information from Roger to E0RPH, 01822852871. Also today, the 18th, the Red Rose Winter Rally is in the George H. Carnell Leisure Centre, Kingsway Park, M417FJ. It's easily accessible from Junction 9 of the M60. Doors open 11 a.m. There'll be trade stands bringing by special interest groups and RSGB bookstalls. Details from John, 07840389427. Next weekend, on Sunday the 25th, the Horncastle Winter Rally takes place at Horncastle Youth Centre, Lincolnshire, LN960Z. Doors open 10:30, admission £1.50. Free car parking and refreshments. More information from Tony, G3ZPU 01507 527835. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or the put on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. News now of special events. 24th and 25th of January, Chelmsford ARS will be operating GX0MWT in support of the RNLI SOS Radio Weekend. The station should be on the air on HF and 144 megs using SSB data and CW from 10:30 to 5 p.m. each day from the Marconi Sailing Club at Steeple in Essex on the River Blackwater. Riviera ARC and Torquay will be running at GB4TLB in support of SOS Radio Week. Plans are to be mainly active on 40 metres and 2 metres. Depending on band conditions, they might be using 17 and 15 metres also. Edmund Spicer, M0MNG, is taking part in SOS Radio Weekend for the first time as a solo operator at his home QTH. He'll be active mainly on weekday evenings on 40 metres SSB, with some activity also on 2 metres SSB and FM in southern England. Working his station will count towards the SOS Radio Week Award scheme. More on his QRZ.com page. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. VE7BV will be active stroke TG9 from Guatemala between the 22nd of Jan and the 17th of February. He plans a holiday-style operation on 2017 and 15 metres using CW and SSB. QSL via home call, direct by the Bureau or electronically using Logbook of the World. The Rockall DX Group travelled to Iran to put Kish Island, IOTA AS166, on the air until the 31st of January. The call sign will be EP6T, and they'll have 5 high-powered stations on the air, QSLs via M0URX. Tom KC0W will be in Haiti signing HH5 stroke call sign until the 3rd of February. This is a CW-only expedition on 160, 80 and 40 metres. QSL's direct to his home call sign. Patrice F5RBB and Mireille F4FRL will be on the air from Monaco as 3 alpha stroke F5RBB and 3A stroke F4FRL respectively. From the 18th to 24th of January, activity will be on 20 and 15 metres using RITI and PSK31. QSL via operator's instructions. Now the contest news on Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 20:00 to 22:30 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. CQ Worldwide 160 metre DX contest takes place for 48 hours starting 2200 on Friday the 23rd. Single operator stations can operate up to 30 hours whilst multi-op stations can operate for up to 40 hours. Work everyone, non-US VE stations send RST plus CQ zone, which is 14 for the UK. US VE stations send RST plus state province code. The SSB leg takes place next month. The Bartag RITI sprint contest takes place for 24 hours, starting 1200 UTC on Saturday the 24th. The exchange is serial number only, operation 3.5 to 28 megs bands. Last year there were nearly 900 entrants to this event, which surely means the organisers have hit upon the right formula. The Worked All Britain 1.8 Megs phone contest takes place next Saturday, the 24th of January, 1900 to 2300 UTC. Exchange a signal report serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 14th of Feb. Full details of rules and log sheets can be obtained from the WAB website, www.worked-all-britain.org.uk, or from the contest manager, Tony Beardsley, G3XKT, email aebbooks@ntlworld.com. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA and G4BAO on Friday the 16th of January. This week the solar flux index has been down a little compared with previous Christmas period. As the report was being prepared, it stood at 142, with NOAA predicting it will decrease to 130 by the end of the week. There are currently no new visible sunspots rotating into view on the sun's surface, which explains the predicted reduction in solar flux. Geomagnetic conditions have been a little quieter too, with the AP index keeping well below 20. This may continue next week as the current crop of sunspots appears quite stable. Together, this means we may be in for reasonably settled HF conditions over the next 7 days. Past the eastern seaboard of the United States will have an 80% probability of success in the afternoon on 15 metres, that's 21 megs. The more difficult transpolar short path route to California will offer around 30% probability on 17 megs, that's 70 metres, that's 18 megs, around 1600 to 1700 hours. January remains a good month for DX on 160, 80 and 40 metres, although the higher solar flux indices are more settled. Geomagnetic conditions have meant that the lower bands have been suffering compared with sunspot minimum. Now VHF and upwards, meteorologist Jim, G3YLA, reports the weather for the next week is dominated by a true winter pattern with frost and snow likely. On some of the calm, frosty nights with clear skies, there is likely to be strong surface temperature inversion developing that might give rise to some slight enhancements in VHF-UHF tropo performance. Otherwise, it will be too windy generally, although there is a possible ridge of high pressure next weekend over north-western Scotland and Western Ireland, and if that builds south-eastwards, we may benefit the following week. For EME operators, the moon's declination increases throughout the coming week, giving longer moon windows with losses reaching a minimum midweek. The moon is close to the sun on Tuesday, making Thursday and Friday the best days. There are no significant meteor showers this week, with sporadic e-openings, and sporadic e-openings are very unlikely, but there's still amateur satellites to use. A moderate station can make QSOs via FunCube, so there's always something to try at VHF and up. And that's it this week from the propagation team, and it's all from me as well. See you next week. Until today, I have been reading the local news for the UK Midlands, but I don't believe that this information is still required or being retransmitted over repeaters, so from this week I shall cease to do so. If, on the other hand, anybody does care to contact me and tell me that they still want the service, then I'll gladly provide it and put it back. Thank you.